The following podcast is sponsored by Crystal Glass, where windshield replacement and automotive glass repair has been a specialty for over six decades. Call 310-GLASS or visit them online at crystalglass.ca. This is Gross Misconduct.
Hey now!
Episode 30 of Gross Misconduct. We're calling this one Hey Hey Goodbye.
Don't sound so excited.
Well,
what's going on?
I've got a headache.
Oh.
I just woke up from a nap, what, about 30 minutes ago? I downloaded software for my Focusrite, whatever the
box
red brick thing that is that we used to.
Pod box. We'll call it a pod box.
Yeah. That's how we record the podcast. That's how we combine your voice with my voice and put it into the laptop for editing. And I was waiting for you, and that you're not the problem here in any way.
Oh, no, I know that.
And I thought, well, while I'm waiting for you, I keep seeing this reminder to download software for the Focusrite. And, it's worked perfectly for 29 episodes. And I thought, well, you never know.
Has it, though?
I think so. I mean, there's been
quite a few episodes where we're not recording.
Yeah, that's not the box. That's the cable or beep. Okay. But so I downloaded it, and then I had to restart my computer, which I just is a pain in the ass, but that's fine. And by the way, if at any point during this discussion or any discussion today or in the future, any of you out there say first world problems, fuck off.
Like, we live in the first world, any problem would be a first world problem.
Oh, my God. I am so tired of that hacky, stale, unoriginal first world problems. You used to get it on radio all the time. First world problem. Yeah, well, yeah. Like you say, we live in the first world.
Yeah.
And,
everybody's got problems. Some are huge.
Yeah.
And on a daily basis, people have little ones that are annoying and whatever.
Yeah.
Make you irritated.
Yeah. Anyway, so I had to restart my computer, and then it
didn't work.
It advised me that, there's firmware available for your Focusrite. Like, who doesn't want firmware?
Hello.
Yeah, and that's not an issue. So it did something to the box, and then we couldn't record this podcast. So I spent the last...
Do you feel like you struggle a lot with things?
No. I don't feel that way at all.
Really?
I'm just saying that, you know what? You shouldn't fix shit that isn't broken. First world problem. Okay.
All right.
See, I'm not feeling it today, to be honest
with you.
All right.
Well, I mean, you got to... Let's turn that frown upside down. What would make you chuckle? What would make you smile? Maybe Joe's fact check? See, that got a little smile out of you.
That does make me smile.
Okay.
I actually, on my way down to Calgary last week with Hunter, I said, hey, have you listened to the latest podcast? And he was like, no. And I go, I want to play you something. And I just played him that.
I like how you say latest, like they listen to any of them.
Well, there has been a certain lack of support from the kids on this podcast situation, but that's fine.
They probably hear us recording it, and
that's what they claim.
No.
I saw some statistics the other day, and apparently when we first started this podcast, I signed up for a lot of different things that I haven't been checking, but Chartable is one of the things we signed up for. I signed up for it to keep track. It turns out, did you know this?
I know nothing.
Our demo, our base, is between the ages of 35 and 45.
Okay.
Now, that's not everybody, of course.
No.
And heavily female.
Okay.
It's weird, eh?
Why is that weird?
I swear it. I don't know. It just is.
Chicks have ears.
Yeah, they certainly do. okay, Joe's fact check, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. Shamrock shakes are sold at select U.S. and Canadian stores during the months of February and March, as well as in Ireland. They were last sold in Canada in 2020 because we were debating what was. Oh, we were talking about the McRib, and I said, "Well, Shamrock Shakes are pretty good."
Yeah, we didn't know if they still had them.
Yeah, so but they were last sold in 2020. So yearly, I'm assuming they they still come out yearly. And my money is now at $8,800.
Okay, let's
from
just...
last week's question because you led me down the wrong garden path.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just take a note of that.
But Joe knows. Yep. Joe is up on everything. So
he has a spreadsheet. And
now he has a spreadsheet, or you have a spreadsheet?
No, he has a spreadsheet.
Oh, okay.
He's sent me pictures of it. okay. Well, thank you for that, Joe. And by the way, for next week. If you could let us know who got elected president of the United States. That is another edition of Joe's Fact Check.
Joe, Fact Check.
What, doesn't it amuse you?
It does. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it does. Yeah, sure.
All right, listener questions and comments. Oh, forgot that we had music for that, too. Hang on.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail. Mail.
Yeah, you seem to be off your game a little bit.
I'm totally off my game.
I think what it is we've spent a very, very long week watching nothing but CNN.
Oh my God.
It's just, so we don't know when you listen to this. It is November 11th, Remembrance Day, by the way.
Yeah.
It's been a week since the election, so shit is still not, shit is decided, but it's not decided.
Yeah.
And it's just been a lot of news.
Well, and we tried, for those of you who lean right, we tried to sign up for Fox News. We don't subscribe now. We tried to sign up for it, and I wanted to sort of go back and forth between CNN and Fox and sort of get people's take on things.
Mm-hmm.
But Shaw made it almost impossible.
Shaw makes it very difficult to change your cable package.
Yeah, apparently we have a package. And, you know, I've been told over the years I have a great package.
Uh-huh.
But this one, the news package had Fox in it, but we don't get Fox.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand. So I think... Because,
you substituted something?
Well, because we had to separate... the business from the home, because remember they used to be all on one thing and they thought we had business TV and we're like, no, we've got home TV,
right,
but they put it all on one account.
Yeah.
So we separated that and then they allowed us to pick, but we could substitute things out of packages, which I think they don't normally allow you to do.
So we didn't choose Fox News.
So I don't think that we chose Fox News.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, but... I feel like you should be able to just go online and add a channel that you want to add. I mean, you think in this day and age that Shaw
seems
would allow
like that
you...
would be very straightforward. Yeah.
If anybody works at Shaw,
you tweet.
Maybe you can explain
and I
that.
Didn't do this, but here's my problem. You tweet, I wish Shaw would make it easier to get Fox News, and you know, then somebody replies who does not follow you, who you do not follow.
Mm-hmm.
First world problem. And it's like, hey, dickhead, I don't follow you. You don't follow me. We don't know each other.
Now fuck off.
You know, what are you using social media for? Is it not to get your, don't you want your voice to be heard? And if you want your voice to be heard, is that what you want them to hear? Some hacky, shitty first world problem.
You're really hung up on this first world problem thing. Okay, anyway, we should probably get to the mail. We sort of went off on a tangent there.
Well, that's our time.
Yeah. We've even started and we're just... Okay.
Dan said on, this is an angry gross misconduct. We're trying something
new.
No.
Okay, well.
Dan said on Facebook, another awesome.
Usually I'm the cranky one.
Cast.
Yeah.
Sort of in the middle of something there, Carol.
I know.
might have to ask Hunter or Maddie if the cool kids referred to a podcast as just a cast. I asked Hunter, he said, sure, which, you know, in
means no.
No. I would imagine many of your fans would enjoy a gross misconduct page on Facebook or Twitter, but what about the adage, always leave them wanting more? That's right, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I've built both a personal and professional life based on people wanting more out of me.
Okay. Joe tweeted at Gross Andrew. Joe tweeted, at Gross Andrew made me spit choke on my coffee when he played the official hashtag Joe fact check music on hashtag gross misconduct.
I knew it was coming and it made me spit out my coffee too.
Well, I'm glad that Joe likes it.
Yeah, I'm glad as well. Steve tweeted, I disagree with Kevin. I think Biden will run a more environmentally friendly government and reduce the overall U.S. output, leaving a void in the market that Canada can fill. Hmm. All right, Steve.
Okay, well, that's
it's a possibility. Yeah. Sure.
Ron Klein post. Okay, start that over again.
My goodness.
Ron Klein posted on my Facebook, but no, he didn't. Ron, you really need to edit. Okay, so we'll just Facebook. Ron Klein posted on Facebook.
Sure.
With all the election stuff going on, I seem to have missed your tribute to Sid Smith on his retirement. Can you replay it in your next podcast, please?
Ron, I don't know if you were, I'm not sure if you were trying to be funny or take a shot at me or what you thought you were doing. Sid Smith's a friend. In fact, I have plans to meet him for coffee in the next couple of weeks now that he's retired. He was a great boss. I loved working with him and for him. And I learned a great deal from him while at that radio station. So I'm not sure if you think I'm angry with Sid. I'm not.
No, you've said several times over the last many months that, you got nothing but respect for Sid.
Oh, guy was the best boss I ever had. Jason tweeted, great episode, Andrew, especially when you and Carl laughed hysterically at the story of the three guys getting stuck in the dryer in Essex, England. Guess that was some British dry humor.
I don't know why that made me laugh. It was just...
Well, dry humor, that's a pun.
No, I know, I get that. But just, I don't know, just the visual of these guys getting into a dryer.
Because that's what guys do. I don't mean get into dryers, but guys just...
do stupid shit.
One guy comes up with a stupid idea, and it's like they all share a brain cell. And another guy goes, that's a great idea.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy James, job loss. I was laid off because of Darth COVID at the end of March, and it was sort of a relief because I had seen it coming for a couple of weeks. Was supposed to be a temporary, but is now permanent. Oh, well, great show as always. Sent you a few bucks. Yeah. Oh, Crazy James, if you're unemployed, please don't be sending us money. Please.
Sent us $40. And
No, James.
I know, and I thought, how do you return this? But on the other hand, here was my thought process, and I know Crazy James wouldn't care either way. But you're unemployed and you're sending us money. No. So I wanted to send it back. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next thought was, no, I don't want to insult Crazy James. Like, no, listen, you poor peasant, take your $40 back. Cause honest to God, James, we could use the $40.
I mean, James could be a bazillionaire and we don't even know. We don't know that.
Yeah. We had talked about getting fired.
Anyway, for anyone, if you're struggling in the time of COVID, please don't send us money. Please don't.
Well, I mean, if you want to, don't, if it would make you feel better. Tracy tweeted, best dick of the week ever. Oh, that New York accent. Fucking perfect. Ha ha. It was a good one.
Yeah, she was a keeper for sure.
The grandma from Brooklyn. You have Googled me. You know who I am.
I got the antibody peepers. Leanne, gotta tell you, Carol, people kind of calling you Carl, but now I'm typing clients' names Carl as Carol. Ah.
Well, it's nice to have an effect on people.
Yeah, exactly.
Brucey messaged us regarding Carol's topic of the week. Firing sucks. Sometimes it can be a relief and a chance to go back to start, but it's definitely more satisfying to leave on your own terms. Having had to let people go, that is not fun. I guess if you have empathy, it shouldn't be, but I have been in management groups where pettiness was the true reason for letting someone go. It was the HR staff's problem to make it legal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brucey. It's true. Over the years working in trucking, I had to fire truckers and others, I suppose. And it's not an easy thing to do. And it's not, to be honest with you, it's not something to be taken lightly either. I mean, you know, whenever somebody gets fired, unless the world has changed, I haven't been in a real job in a long time. Once they're gone, other staff members will come in and want to know the details of, did they cry? Were they upset? It's sad because that's, you're throwing somebody into a world of uncertainty. It's tough to lose your job.
Yeah.
Tough.
It sure is.
Speaking of which, I asked Kevin because, you wanted a conversation starter about losing jobs. And I said to Kevin, hey, can you tell me a story about either firing someone or getting fired yourself. And knowing Kevin, I would assume he's got a bevy of stories about both.
Sure, I'm sure he does.
So a little out of order, but here's what Kevin thinks.
What does Kevin think?
So this took place a long time ago, back in the mid-90s, I'm thinking 96, 97, somewhere in there. And I had a derrick hand that was a bit of an angry fella. And we were working way up north, well, not that far, north of Senex. It was about 2 hours north of Red Earth Creek, about 4 hours north of Slave Lake. The derrick hand got into a fight with his crew, and I didn't like to fire guys. I never really liked firing guys. I liked making them work till they quit. But this guy got into a fight with his crew and had threatened to kill one of them, and they were one, either he was going to kill one of them or they were going to kill him with a pipe. So we had to get him out of there. Anyway, he had, I had found out earlier that day that he had misplaced his anger management pills. So that was probably part of the reason for the fight. But, he was a big, mean, tough son of a bitch. So I took the lease hand aside because I had to drive this guy into, Red Earth Creek to the bus depot to get rid of him because the guys were flying in and out. And the guy liked me. I don't remember his name. He liked me, but I still was a little apprehensive, we'll call it, that maybe these anger management pills were a little bit on the necessary side. So I took the lease hand off to the side and I gave him a ball peen hammer and I told him to get in the back seat of my truck. And if Buddy started taking any swings at me, that he was to start swinging at his back of his head with the ball peen hammer, because I didn't want to get killed on my way to town. So we got him to town. There wasn't much said, and there was no swinging. We didn't have to use the hammer. And that was one of my probably my first guys I ever had to fire, and I didn't fire too many after that.
And that's what Kevin thinks.
I fired a driver off a company truck at Arnold Brothers. So it's not his truck, right? Company truck. And I can't recall for what reason I fired him, but I fired him. Mm. And he was like, fine. He's obviously angry. He's like, fine. And so he goes to the truck to clean out his personal items. It was a company truck, but a highway vehicle. Like he's going coast to coast with this thing. So you know he's got his bedding and that kind of thing. Pulls a rifle out and starts heading back to the terminal. And I remember my dispatcher, John, on the intercom going, I don't know if this is an important detail. He was such a – John made me laugh. He's like, I don't know if this is an important detail, but 211 there, that was his unit number, is on his way back to the terminal with a rifle. I'm like, holy shit. And what do you do in a case like that? Because you got to take it seriously. Mm-hmm. You can't be all Canadian about it. Please don't shoot me. But you don't want to hide under the desk either and have that be your reputation. So I just sort of met him halfway in the yard. I'm like, what are you doing? And he was like, what?
Cleaning out his truck.
Yeah, he's cleaning out his truck. But you can't have a rifle in a company truck.
No.
That would have been a reason to fire him right there had I known he had a rifle in his company truck.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just didn't want somebody to steal his rifle. hey, we got a new review.
Ooh.
5 stars. We're always happy to get any review, but 5 stars are the best.
Yes, they are.
It says, I was a regular radio listener, but rarely turn it on now that you're no longer there. I was hoping you would start a podcast and have not been disappointed. Having Carol join you each week has been an added bonus. I hope you do plan to continue your podcast. And would be very sad if you didn't. If you do decide to pack it in, you will be missed.
Oh,
well, you know, I did mention last week that I was kind of thinking about packing it in December 31st. I am still thinking about packing it in December. But we don't need to talk about that every week.
Oh, gosh, no. No. No, we'll talk about it on December 31st.
No, we just won't be there. You
oh,
know,
just
I,
be like...
Oh, no, I'm going to Sopranos this bad boy.
All right.
It's just going to end unexpectedly.
Okay, well, you're the one that has to deal with all the tweets and emails and Facebook posts.
I don't think it'll be as bad as
it was. And everybody getting in touch with you like, what are you doing?
No, I don't think it'll be as bad as the last time around. That was bad. My phone blew up for weeks.
Yeah, I wasn't really talking about that. I'm just talking about, you know, podcast listeners who enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What do you think I'm talking about?
I don't know why you have to go back there like all the time.
I'm not going back there.
You went back there. You just went back there.
Well, I just went back there, but I'm not going back there all the time.
Well, really?
All right.
All right. So, we're still trying to decide what to call this little segment. It was Carl's conversation starter. This week it's Carl's would you rather. Not the sexual would you rather, but just a general question.
What sexual would you rather?
Well, the game is would you rather, and it's like you have to choose between two people that you would have sex with. And
and
usually they're both quite...
hideous?
Yeah. But you have to...
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Anyway, so I didn't
Can I just say before you set this up,
that
I think my resistance and hesitation when you first brought up Carl's conversation starters was that we wouldn't know if you started any damn conversations.
It doesn't matter because it's not for us. It's for the people. It's for the people.
Well, and yet you want to change it to something else. So obviously it matters to you.
It doesn't matter. No, I'm just saying I don't have like a title for this segment.
Okay.
Is all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, you know.
Oh, so it's same segment, different title.
It's basically until I figure out what the segment should be called or whatever.
Yeah.
But it people, we don't need to know. It's just a talks amongst yourself. Talk with your coworkers, your spouse, your friends, whoever, yourself, whoever.
Okay.
Right? So...
So give me an example of the sexual would you rather. Like,
okay, so...
Throw one at me.
Okay, so would you rather...
This is not your topic this week, but just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Okay, so would you rather have sex with Mitch McConnell?
Yes. Yes, I would like to do that.
Okay.
But I'm pitching.
All right.
Yeah.
So I, once again, did not put a lot of thought into this. Wednesday just kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah.
But I did find a good would you rather, since in the last week we've gotten a lot of snow and a lot of cold.
Oh, boy, if we ever.
So would you rather, people, discuss amongst yourselves, live without internet?
No, I'll take whatever option B is.
Wait, or live without AC and heating? Ooh.
Oh, no, I could live without AC and heating. That's a
piece
of...
No, you can't.
You've got to make it harder than that.
Well, first of all, we live without air conditioning, but...
Well, we live without heating, too.
No, we don't.
You've got the heat off in this house. We're freezing.
I really don't.
Okay.
Okay, here's a talking point amongst yourselves.
Yes.
In the winter, and keep in mind, it's only like, what, these days? Like -2, -3, -4. What is the comfortable temperature that you set your thermostat? I'm saying no more than 18 degrees. Like, oh my God. It's like you start to get into tropical territory if it's more than 18. I like a comfortable 16.5. Why is there so many lights turning on in this house?
Because they're on a timer. We normally tape this a lot sooner.
It's not even dark out. You've got like every light on.
I think I might have set it to Eastern time. I don't know.
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Okay. Whatever.
Electricity does not grow on trees.
Nobody would have seen or heard that or understood that. So
anyway,
lights went on.
All right. So screw the living without internet or air conditioning and heating.
Okay. We're throwing that out.
What? I mean, you can talk about it if you want. Where should the thermostat be set, people, in the winter?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say 16 degrees in the winter. plus, you leave a window open in the basement, and which is at ground level, which...
Listen.
The wind blows and howls through this house.
It does not... Okay, first of all.
I feel like I'm living in a walk-in.
You know why the basement window's open?
Because we smoke down there.
Second of all...
Yeah.
I didn't say 16. I said max 18. I think anything more than like 18, 18.5, it gets very, very hot.
Okay.
Very hot. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so you don't need to let us know. Just
argue amongst yourselves.
Yeah. So why would you give me a male, though, for the would you rather? Like
a male?
Yeah, like Mitch McConnell. Like, wouldn't?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I guess it could. Well, I don't know, because it could be any. I mean,
yeah, but that's obviously, isn't it something like, well, like.
Or it could be, because it doesn't matter. Oh, or.
Yes.
I mean, it could be a hideous woman and like a Don Lemon, who I know you have a little secret crush on.
You know, Don Lemon, I'll tell you, we've been spending so much time together, Don and I, that. And let's not kid ourselves. When he goes, he's talking to me. Mm-hmm. Like he is talking directly and only to me.
I know.
Yeah. Such a handsome man, Don Lemon.
He's very, very attractive.
Wouldn't you hate to find out he's a complete dick?
Wouldn't you?
No, well, you hope he isn't, but okay. Hey, speaking of complete dicks, boy, that was a good segue.
Wow.
Time for our dick of the week. There's a boy. You know, people have been asking for this for a while, and I have refused. No, they've not been asking for dick for a while. this particular dick, I've refused. I have not relented. But
this is well-known dick, is it?
Oh, it's very well-known dick. Okay. All right, let's take a listen.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good evening. I'd like to provide the American people with an update on our efforts to protect the integrity of our very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late.
You can love Donald Trump, but if you're an honest person, you're going to agree he's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And not just over this election or everything. He's really just a dick.
He's just an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes
he can't help himself.
Sometimes it's good to have a dick, you know? I mean, my agent can be a dick. A good agent has to be a dick. Sometimes a dick, being a dick, gets shit done. But he's clearly a dick. But hey, good news, because, you know, we don't want every podcast to be about U.S. politics. It's just that, you know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, eventually that's just going to
go away.
Die down. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like COVID. But hey, good news for everybody. That was a callback to Trump's dick.
Yeah. Is it double dick?
It's better than double dick because there's so much dick to go around these days. We've actually got Dick of the Week, which we just did. We got a double dick. And we've got some old dick.
Oh.
Some retro dick.
Oh, retro.
Yeah. Which sounds better than
vintage
old dick.
Vintage dick.
Vintage dick. Callback dick. Whatever you'd like. Do you know who Kenneth Copeland is?
I feel like I should know.
Yeah, he's a religious man. He's a preacher.
Oh, I think I was thinking of Aaron Copeland.
He's a preacher from Texas.
Oh.
Yeah. Her. Now, Kevin Copeland, you might remember if you don't, or Kenneth, sorry.
Kenneth.
Yeah. If you don't remember him any other way, you might remember this because it's pretty famous. Inside Edition sort of caught him coming out of a 5-star hotel to get into his limo to go to his private plane and asked him, did he think it was right that people were sending him all their money? And he's in 5-star hotels driving in limos and going, and he lost it on the report. Like he kept trying to sort of justify it that, no, that's what they want for me.
Yeah.
That's what God wants
for me. Well, you got to support the ministry.
Yeah, exactly. But he's in the news again. And here's why. Because of this, he has a ministry on TV. And we don't get that channel either. I think it comes with Fox. So if we got Fox, we'd probably get this. But take a listen to this. This is him on his television ministry and then subsequently on Twitter.
The Associated Press said that Joe Biden is president. Ha! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be president. Mickey Mouse is going to be king. Yeah.
For those that might have the idea that I hate Joe Biden, I do not. No, I don't. I love him. I prayed it today for those two. And I want you to know that should it be necessary, I apologize if that came across that way. Because I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength.
Kenneth Copeland, boy. When's it a good idea to mix politics with religion? When's it a good idea to send a snake oil salesman money so that he can preach to you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Come on. And I'm a Christian myself.
Just don't even get me going on this topic.
Okay, moving along. I said we had some retro dick. Because you know what? You remember that grandmother? You know who I'm talking about. You Googled
from last week. Just last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of her. And
she's got more, does she?
She can't get enough of the internet. No, because now... she was talking masks last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the election occurred. So you can imagine she weighed in on that a little bit. And sure enough, she did.
So to all you motherfuckers that want to call us crybabies, you've been crying for 4 fucking years blaming Russia on the election. So was it Russia that mysteriously put 138,000 ballots into the ballot box in Michigan that 100% of them went to Biden? Because if it was the opposite, that's what you would be saying about the Trump vote. You'd be saying Russia planted them. All of a sudden, we don't hear about COVID. See, COVID was the master plan for the mail-in ballots, okay? All of a sudden, Joe Biden broke records. He broke records. He got the most votes out of every sitting president. Fuck out of here. That is such bullshit, and you won't know it. So you want to call us crybabies? Fuck you. You cried for 4 fucking years, and we are going to fight to the end, just like you fought our president for 4 fucking years, okay? Because this was stolen. This was your plan from day one with your mail-in voting. Fuck you. Trump 2020, motherfucker. Fuck out of here.
Might as well face it, your dick. Gonna have to face it, your dick. Might as well face it, your dick. Gonna have to face it, your dick.
All right. I know you, you like this person.
Or I do.
Whatever. Yeah, everything, you know, so much is wrong with what she said.
Oh, yeah.
She's just, is this a thing that she does weekly, daily? She just starts spewing off shit and putting herself up on
It started
YouTube?
With the mask.
Yeah.
And it went viral.
But now she feels she needs to continue. So now she's trying to make herself relevant, and you're giving her a platform.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. We're done.
Okay. Well, yeah. But before we are, may I just mention, because there seems to be some confusion on this aspect of things. The Russian interference in the 2016 election, and I know it's one of those things where you just sort of heard it for so long that you think, yeah, I know what that's about. That has nothing to do with fake ballots.
No.
Just so you know. And no. You can pretend, everyone listening, and most of you probably knew that already, the rest of you can pretend you knew it already. It had to do with manipulation of social media. It had nothing to do with them actually breaking into any system and placing votes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that many Americans think
that that's
what it was.
They were changing ballots. They were hiding ballots. They were destroying them. They were adding them.
That wasn't it.
Yeah.
And there is no central system in which to break into anyways, as you may have noticed as a result of watching these election
results. Yeah, they're all
results.
State.
They're by state and county. Mm-hmm. And so they don't even have the same software in every state.
I know. It's amazing that there's not like a federal overseer of elections there is, you know, in every other country.
So, hey, you know what? The whole scam in the election thing.
Mm-hmm.
sort of got me thinking about scammers. And boy, one of our I got another scammer call.
Oh, exciting. Was it from Alex? Michael?
I don't think so.
One of the Peterson brothers?
No, I think this one, those were all from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
The Petersons, Michael and Alex, and I can't recall the, we went up the chain so far, I can't recall who all I talked to. This one, I believe, I'm going to say, maybe from India.
Okay.
But yeah, came in the other day, and boy, I was excited to get the call, to be honest with you.
Hello.
Hi, calling you from the Legal Department of Service, Canada. Purpose of this call is regarding enforcement actions, which has been executed by Department of Justice against your social insurance number. Ignoring this would be an intentional attempt to avoid initial appearances before the magistrate judge or exempt jury for a federal criminal offense. So before this matter goes to federal courthouse or you get arrested, kindly press 1 and speak to an officer now. I repeat, press 1 to speak to an officer right now to avoid further action.
This is the Canada. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I just got a phone call. I'm really concerned. What's going on?
Can I have your name so I can try to pull up the file and see what is the reason behind that call?
Yeah, Robert Loblaw. But you can call me Bob.
What's the last name here?
Loblaw. L-O-B-L-A. Sorry, what?
What's the last name? L-O-B?
L-O-B-L-A-W. Loblaw.
Loblaw. What's the last name, mister?
Bob. B-O-B.
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, blah, blah.
Right.
Mr. Bob.
Yeah.
So what's the first name?
Bob.
Robert?
Well, you can call me Robert if you want. My friends call me Bob. B-O-B.
Hello, Mr. Bob. Let me try to pull up the file. Just stay on hold for a second.
Okay.
Mr. Bob?
Yeah.
I have a file in front of me.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Just make sure that I'm giving out the confidential details to the right person.
Yeah.
Can you verify with the postal code?
Sure. Yes. Sure. T6T6T6.
Come again?
T6T6T6.
T6T6T6.
That was it for him.
Huh.
He accepted blah blah blah,
and then just gave up on the post. Like, no, that is not
that
a real
is not
postal
a real.
Code.
I'm starting to suspect you're having me on. Oh, scammers! Hey, they're the best. Listen, and speaking of which, and bringing the two conversations together. Now, the Trump people, the Republicans, they're trying to. They've got, I heard at one point, 400 lawsuits altogether. I don't know if that's the correct number, but and maybe, Joe, you can check that, what the total number of lawsuits were. But they've got all these lawsuits, and they've kind of put the cart before the horse because they're filing these lawsuits without evidence, but they're asking people to provide the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And to help facilitate that, they set up a fraud hotline that you can call. And do you recall when... Trump, and I don't remember which of these, I think it might have been the national convention, I can't recall, that young people on TikTok spread it among themselves to get tickets reserved for this convention. So they thought they were going to get like tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, that was just a mere 6 months ago.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And but it was a conspiracy among TikTokers to screw them over that way by reserving tickets and not showing up. Well, they did the same thing with the fraud hotline. So
you got to love the youth, hey?
You really do. I like it when people get involved. So here's just a quick sampling. And these are real calls to the Republican voter fraud hotline.
This is a hotline to report incidents of voter fraud.
Okay, yeah, I saw what I believe is a voter fraud situation.
Okay, please describe it for me.
So I saw a man. He walked into this building, and he was wearing black. He had a black hat, black mask, a striped shirt, and a red tie. And I believe there were hamburgers in his bag. And he was saying rubble, rubble as he was exiting the building, like a burglar. You know, I think he's probably Antifa. Can I speak to Rudy Giuliani?
Hello, I saw a dead person voting for Joe Biden in Philadelphia. His eyes were glassy, he smelled like a corpse, and he walked up to the check-in table and said, "I have awoken from my eternal slumber. to feast on the brains of the living and also vote for Joe Biden.
Trump National War Room.
Hey, I got a report of fraud for y'all, I think. I'm in South Carolina.
May I have your name, please?
My name is Robert.
Yep, and last name?
Hudson. Hudson.
All right, and what is your report?
Well, I had a report that there were some blacks that were voting. Is that legal?
They had to change their number. That's how many calls they got.
How does that help them? People are just going to find that number, well, too. Like, it does not
help
them.
They will, because
all.
On social media, everyone was sharing this number on TikTok and saying,
they're going to do it again.
Well, they will do it again, but I think they just, you know, pulled the plug on that number. And it's funny because there was others that I didn't use, and you can see these phone people are fed up,
mm-hmm.
but they're also, you know, like, they're not just hanging up.
No, they're probably trained to be...
No, not that either. Oh. No, like this one woman called, and the audio just wasn't very good, but she called and said, yeah, I wanted to report a fraud, and they were like, okay, what's the fraud? And actually, it was a guy, and he said, well, when I brought my ballot to be given to the poll worker, she peed on it. And he was like, yeah, I hope you fucking ate it. And the guys were like, yeah, I did fucking eat it. That's why I want to know, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, all right. Mm.
So they were kind of losing it. Okay. There. That's all of that.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of scribbles.
Well, yeah.
All right.
I'm hoping. Do you recall last week we said, you know, the election was not final yet, but hopefully in a week it will be. And here we are a week later and it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping in another week it will be.
Yeah. When all is said and done, we'll have a little post-mortem of the election.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Before we do, though, I did want to hit a couple of highlights over the past week. Mm. John King
and his magic wall.
Oh
man, he's
that's got to go in the Smithsonian. That wall has got to be in the Smithsonian with a wax figure of John King.
We just don't know
yet.
We just don't know the numbers. We just don't know.
You know what it should be? It should be John King pointing at the wall. This would be, if this is not in a wax museum somewhere in the next few months, we have fallen down as a society. It should be the wall with John King pointing at it and Wolf interrupting him just off to the side asking some bizarre question.
Well, I mean, you know, people want to know.
I know, but, you know, Wolf, it's like, John King loves that wall.
Oh, God, he does. And he's so good at it.
Like, he owns it.
Wow.
Yeah, he totally owns it. Wolf sort of treats the wall like it's his own personal wall, you know? It's like, actually, you know what it reminds me of? Skip the Dishes.
No, I think Wolf is maybe a little scared of the wall.
Oh, he's definitely scared of the wall.
A little intimidated.
No, it's like when I'm ordering on Skip the Dishes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, do they have salad? Do they have, you know? It's like, you know, you could look on the menu as well, but it's like you're the Wolf Blitzer in this case. You're just off to the side like, well, do they have hamburgers without buns?
No, but you know what? I think I would think that John King appreciates that, because otherwise, if he's not getting questions, he's not fielding questions from Wolf. He's just, you know, he's pointing at the magic wall and just kind of repeating the same thing over and over again.
No, you're like, so wrong.
And no, no, no.
No, you're so wrong. And I can tell you how I know you're wrong, because Wolf Blitzer will say something like, and I'm making this up.
Do you not like Wolf Blitzer?
No, Wolf's fine.
Okay.
Wolf will say something like, well, let's start with Arkansas.
Okay.
And John will say, no, let's look at Pennsylvania first and then start talking about Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very passively, aggressively saying, John or Wolf, I've got an order to this.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
You know?
No, but sometimes Wolf will ask a question, you know, because people don't understand. Like, okay, how is that working in this particular state?
No, he'll ask a question because he doesn't understand.
Well, that's
fair. You know what the key to John King is? And maybe you've not noticed it, but you will now that I pointed out to you. The key to John King and the magic wall is to never stop talking.
Oh, God.
Because Ohio's important. Everyone knows Ohio's important. You're going to go down here in the valley between Columbus and Pittsburgh. And then you got the Akron Triangle right here. Hillary Clinton carried this next to Canton. And then there's, of course, there's Worcester. But 1876, it was a different story. Orville, this is a problem for Orville. This is a problem for Biden. Trump carries these North Lawrence down over here, up here to Canal Footon. You're going to zoom in. You're going to zoom in and get up here to 9321 Triangle Circle. That's what they call it, right around Nickajack Farms. Everyone knows that Nickajack Farms has always been carried Trump ever since 1884 when he only won 42% of the vote. We're going to go south. We're going to head our way south. We're going to zoom in a little bit. Right there, there's a green patch. We call this Elms Country Club. Back in the day, Elms Country Club is where, of course, Hamilton lost the duel with Washington. Everyone knows this is a huge Republican mainstay. We're going to back up a little bit. I never stop talking. I always just keep moving the map. We need more data. Of course, there's East Canton. East Canton, of course, runs east of Canton, which is just east of Massillon. And then Massillon's north of Nevers. And we all know that these are Republican hotspots. Perry Heights, Biden, exiting polls say that the 627 is backed up here all the way down to 77. I never stopped talking. I was told to keep talking. Never stopped talking. Keep moving the map. Everyone knows about East Sparta. But let me remind you, because East Sparta carries the...
Now, you know, publicly, Trump has, of course, not appeared since last Thursday. That may change by the time you listen to this podcast. But, you know, he came out, declared himself the victor, and has not been seen since, other than golfing. And the inner circle says that he's accepted defeat, but not publicly. Like, he has personally accepted defeat.
Like, he's resigned himself.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he started firing people and suing people and all this kind of stuff, right? But I obtained on the other internet.
Oh, some special footage.
I did.
Like the dark web?
The dark web, yeah. Some Trump audio. Okay. So take a listen and then burn your car. Do not get caught with this. If you downloaded this, destroy your phone afterwards, okay? Because they're coming.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh? You think you can do this shit? Jay! You think you can do this to me? You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you.
He is angry.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Some of the cases have hit the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and I don't know if you're keeping up with them or you're just hoping like many, I suppose, or just thinking like many, that as you tune into the nightly news, they'll say something like, well, a case got thrown out in Pennsylvania or it's not going to be heard in Arkansas
well,
or whatever.
I've heard that so far they're 0-12. So
that's not true. They've won two. Mm-hmm. They've won two, but both of which has sort of turned out to be sort of moot.
Mm.
But yeah, I have one of the... one of the court cases, where is it? There it is.
We've been in here for 4 hours. Do you have any evidence at all?
Well, Your Honor, we've got plenty of hearsay and conjecture. Those are kinds of evidence.
So there you have it. That's as good as it's got. Before we leave this topic, because, you know, we're going to leave this topic.
Yeah.
I think one thing we can all agree on, regardless of party stripe, political leanings, religion, sex, color of skin, whatever. I think the one thing we can all agree on is that this election will not be decided, nor will people be satisfied with the decision that's arrived at.
Mm-hmm.
Until John Voight weighs in. I think I think John Voight is the voice of reason that we've all been waiting for.
He's probably the deciding factor, hey?
He probably is. John Voight, I mean, my God, what a career that guy's had. Like, try looking at his IDBM, BMDID. Look at his Wikipedia page. Like, Deliverance, Midnight Cowboy, Runaway Train, Catch-22.
Ray Donovan.
Yeah, of course, he's the father of Ray on Ray Donovan, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just such a long career and a great guy, I must tell you. I was in a movie with him.
Mm-hmm.
a made-for-television movie called Convict Cowboy that was filmed in Bragg Creek, Alberta. And I was a special skilled extra who was then given a line, which elevated me to actor. I'm actually in the credits, if you can find this thing. And we should sometime. And my line was, I forget my line, to be honest with you.
All right, well.
A picture warden? A picture warden? Like, yeah. So here's the scenario. I'm a prisoner in a prison outfit, and I'm standing next to a gazebo where the warden, Ben Gazzara, who may or may not be dead now because he was practically...
I think he is dead.
I think he might be. Ben Gazzara, if you don't remember him, he was a gruff, angry old guy. Turns out a bit of a raging alcoholic. Mm. He was so drunk on the set every day. And the horses arrive, and I can't remember who's on the... I think... I want to say that John Voight is on one of the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, maybe I got it backwards. I think maybe the warden arrived. I don't know. Anyways, my line was, I hold up this camera, which is what made me a special skills extra.
Mm-hmm.
But then an actor...
Were you, the prison photographer or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which the writer... Do you know why writers are not welcome on sets? Because they're writers.
Mm-hmm.
And because they wrote something and then the director changes it, modifies it, or whatever. But the writer was on the set for this. Mm. And I think the reason for that was the fact that they hadn't finished writing the script yet. Oh, it really appeared as though they were making it up as they went along. And I said to the writer at lunch, why would they give a fucking camera to a convict? Like, that seems like a really reckless move. Like, you could do a lot with the parts of a camera, you know, to hurt somebody or... And he just...
I don't know.
No, he just looked at me angry, like, shut up.
Shut and up.
What I wanted to say was
special skilled extra man.
So what I wanted to say was when I got the line, a picture warden, that allowed me to eat at the actor's craft table. Mm. So I was able to move from the extras tent to the craft table, right? Mm. And so I had lunch with John Voight one day. He was filming the same day I was because I had to say to him and the warden, a picture warden. So we're having lunch together and a lovely guy, like just a lovely guy, like totally had a great conversation with him. And he asked a lot of questions of me, like, are you from Alberta and what a beautiful province? And he was just he was great. And at the end of that lunch, we were going to walk back to the set together. And I said, well, I'm going to go get my buddies. They're in the tent. And he's like, what tent? And I said, well, there's an extras tent where all these guys are. And he's like, oh, you're kidding. Like, show me. And I walked him over to the extras tent and he went around meeting everybody and saying, thanks for being in the movie. So he was just this wonderful.
Well, you can be a wonderful person and, you know.
Two things can be right at the same time.
Yeah, that is true.
Unfortunately, that has been my opinion of John Voight up until about an hour ago.
Oh, did you not know his leanings before?
I did not.
Oh, yes.
I did. So John Voight has put this out on the internet.
My fellow Americans, I stand here with all that feel as I do, disgusted with this lie that Biden has been chosen. As if we all don't know the truth. And when one tries to deceive, we know that one can't get away with it. There will be a price to pay. The ones who are jumping for joy now are jumping toward the horror they will be in for. Because I know that the promises being made from the left to the American people will never come to be. My friends of all colors, races, and religions, this is now our greatest fight since the Civil War, the battle of righteousness versus Satan. Yes, Satan. Because these leftists are evil, corrupt, and they want to tear down this nation. We must not allow this. We must fight this corruption that has taken over and fight for the good that seems lost. Let us give our trust to God and fight now for Trump's victory, because we all know this ballot count is corruption like they are. So let us not back down. Let us fight this fight as if it is our last fight on earth. As Muhammad Ali said, it's not over till the last punch you have. God bless.
That's right, I'd forgotten, but he was also in the 2001 movie Ali.
Mm.
About Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, somebody had said, I've been, you know, tweeting a little bit. Gross Andrew, G-R-O-S-E Andrew is my Twitter handle. I'm quite active on it. I'm not as active on Instagram or Facebook. But I had, you know, been tweeting some jokes, some jokey jokes mm-hmm. about the election. Mm. And somebody had had enough and had tweeted back something along the lines of, just wait and see how long it takes Joe Biden to ruin this country. So it was an American who didn't take the time to realize I wasn't an American, but see how long it takes for, and I just reply, because it's in such great shape now. Like, it's just, it's funny to me that the consumption of reality, it's so choosy. Honestly, people are so choosy on both sides of it. You know, these leftists, these left-leaning people, right?
The Satanists.
The Satanists. They didn't become Satanists 4 years ago when Trump was elected. Mm-hmm. Their leanings have been the same for many years. Mm-hmm. So you can blame them and say that, you know, all of this has happened as a result of them. Or you can say that there was some catalyst which caused that eruption of discontent in the United States. And I will suggest to you that that catalyst was Donald Trump, that he did not in any way unite a country, but instead divided it with divisions so deep that I'm not sure how it's ever going to be fixed.
I don't know.
But if I had to put my money on one or the other being able to fix it, I would put all of my money on Joe Biden.
Well, it's got to be somebody who wants to fix it.
Right.
And who doesn't want to divide
exactly,
you know, along party lines. Which
and I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about, you know, his stand on universal health or climate accord, or I'm not talking about his economic policies
just as a leader to unify the country and the people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is what a good leader should do.
A calming presence. Mm-hmm. Just somebody who looks and feels to be in control and who will answer to the people. And it's just really, it's refreshing, is it not? I can't be the only one that feels this way, to see, in this case, a president-elect have a press conference where he answers questions. It's like
he's not name calling, he's right. not insulting people,
it's not childish, like he just, and listen, Trump's a genius there. I'm just going to say it, Trump's a genius. He is a genius, because he has solidified his base, a base that will follow him whether he's president or not, a base that could be a president decider in 2024. Listen, he has amassed some power, and it's not going away.
I know.
So an idiot can't do that. He found a way to unify a common hatred, and he's working it like nobody's business. So I don't think he's an idiot. I just think he's personally very harmful, and I think that he's dangerous, and I think that that base is dangerous, and I think that part of the problem with all the hate that's in the United States, it was always there before. Don't get me wrong. It was always there before. He didn't instill hate in people, but what he did do is organize it. Yeah, he organized it and brought it out. And you know, maybe that's not a bad thing either. Like, maybe it's time. I mean, how many couples have, you know, their relationship has struggled and struggled and struggled until that one big blowout fight, and then you just sort of feel like you reset and you go at it again. And maybe that's what the United States needs as a country. And maybe that's what they've been going through, and maybe that's what they're going through right now. That big blowout fight, and then along comes a leader like Biden who just goes, all right.
Let's pick up the pieces.
Yeah. Let's figure this out and let's move forward.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
I thought this was a comedy podcast.
Well, here's the, I was sort of hopeful at the beginning that we wouldn't touch too much on the politics this week, just because, you know, it's a lot for people, not just here, but just in your daily lives.
Yeah.
But you just going off and you're ranting and raving. And,
well, I feel better for having gotten that off my chest. Maybe this will pick you up a little bit. I was going to save it for the big blue folder, but I'll give it to you right now.
All right.
It's the seagulls. Now, you know, we've talked to our listeners about going to Windermere, to Windy, and feeding the seagulls. Well, a listener, Brad, and thanks for doing this, brought to my attention a study out of Bristol that took a look at the habits of seagulls in England. Mm-hmm. And I would assume that the English seagulls are the same as Canadian seagulls. They probably just fly on the opposite side. But they actually equip these seagulls, fun fact, with little backpacks.
Oh my God. Yes, adorable.
A seagull with a backpack because it had GPS in it so they could track them. But that's not the story. So the story, it turns out, is that these seagulls actually are smart enough to know what humans' habits are. Mm-hmm. And so they would show up, for example, one example was they would show up at schools at lunchtime and just wait for the kids to come out of school so that they could grab their sandwiches and snacks. Mm-hmm. And they would go to the dump at times in which they knew the trucks would arrive with food waste. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, and they would go to some, in some cases, they would go to three different locales.
Well, so far you're not telling me anything amazing.
Well, I mean, it's just like, sort of amazing.
Well, they're quite smart. I mean,
look, how many times have you had to say to your kids over the years, what times aren't you supposed to be at school? Well, the seagulls know.
Those are my kids though.
But here's something else though, with regard to the seagulls that I thought would cheer you up, is a couple of them have become famous. Now, not as a result of this study, but you know, when you get attention drawn to any subject, these two seagulls have become famous for photobombing traffic cameras. Oh. Yeah. Listen, this is a report from England. Listen up.
Following in the footsteps of other great animals before them, these two seagulls have officially undertaken the majestic art of traffic camera photobombing. The two birds have rapidly become viral stars in the world of traffic-based reporting after repeatedly landing on a traffic camera in London, England. Transport for London tweeted pictures and a video of the roadside gulls, and the roaming reporters have become a huge hit. Fortunately for fans, this doesn't seem to have been a flyby visit from the birds, who have dropped by on numerous occasions now. The pair have been affectionately named Graham and Steve and will continue to delight fans with their bird's eye view traffic reports. For the Weather Network, I'm Kim McDonald.
How English is that? Graham and Steve.
Graham and Steve.
You got to see these pictures. You can Google English traffic cam or Graham and Steve seagulls. You'll find the images.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah, they literally go, like they frame themselves brilliantly and they just like stare at the camera and tilt their heads back and forth. And yeah, it's like they know it's a camera or they see their reflection in the lens. I don't know. But yeah, they're doing it on a regular basis. So now not only are they going to, you know, schools at lunchtime to get food and dumps on the weekend to get waste, they're also knowing their camera angles. Like that's amazing. Okay.
All right.
All right. Where are we at with this cavalcade of whatever the fuck this episode is?
I don't know.
That'll be a Trivial Pursuit question at some point down the road.
What's that now?
Hey, what episode number was it when
Andrew
lost it? It was 30 is the answer, and it was called Hey, Hey, Goodbye. Okay, well, I think we're at this.
This is Jeopardy!
Before we get to How Smart is Carol, should make mention of the fact that, of course, an iconic Canadian lost his life this past week, died peacefully at home, surrounded by family, Alex Trebek. And boy, you know, oftentimes when celebrities pass away, you know, you're kind of like, that one hit me a little harder, and I'm not really sure why. And I think possibly like many people, he was just such a fixture
in your home, every night for, you know,
Yeah.
35 years, like whatever.
Like the world includes Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the idea, and not that you watch Jeopardy every day or anything like that, but the world always includes Alex Trebek. And, you know, actors and so on, you can go back and watch their movies mm-hmm. or, you know, the mm-hmm. television shows. And but this was a live, not live, but it was a current,
yeah,
different every day.
Yeah. His pre-tape shows will be running until December 25th. Oh, so
geez, that's nice. I guess they have to do that.
Well, yeah, it's nice to know that
there's a few
still,
left.
He's still with us.
Yeah.
It was a little weird watching it last night, but
I didn't want to do this, and I'm not going to, and didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wanted to get maybe a highlight reel of Alex Trebek or something, and tripped across instead a blooper reel of Alex Trebek. And I just, honestly, you know, I just think it's disrespectful to play it this week, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, we'll save it for down the line. Yeah.
But it was just really funny because he swears a lot, like as anyone does when you screw up. You know, like you finish taping Jeopardy for the evening. Before you go home, you have to do the promo. And you can tell he's tired, mm-hmm. just wants to go. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of swearing involved. So I just thought it was funny. Okay, so it is time to find out how smart is Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pick a category. Your money, as Joe told us, is at $8,800.
Mm-hmm.
And so to pick the category, we'll have to spin the How Smart is Carol wheel.
The How Smart is Carol wheel is brought to you by the best plumbing services in Edmonton, Todd's Mechanical, providing you with all your plumbing and heating needs. Edmontonians keep warm and dry with Todd's Mechanical. Call them at 780-499-7598 or find them online at toddsmech.com. And don't forget to like them on Facebook.
That's right. All right. Let's give the wheel a spin. There we go. Boy, that sounds, you know what that wheel sounds like? Your washing machine last week. Did you happen to hear, what was I doing where there was banging going on? Oh, the scammer. When the scammer phoned me, there was some banging. Did you notice that on the?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. That was your repair guy fixing the washer. Mm-hmm. That happened to be when I got the 130 bucks, eh?
Yeah, the spin cycle was just not working, but whatever.
What are you going to do? Anyways, we spun the wheel, and your category this week, Carol, is space exploration.
I don't dictate
what the wheel lands on, so I'm not sure why you're using profanity. So you have $8,800 to work with.
Jesus Christ.
And a lot of times, you know, the category, it scares you out of betting.
Space exploration.
Yeah, and who knows? It could be something as easy as Sputnik, and you could be at 16, 17, 6. So
I have, what?
Well, 8,800 times two.
Did you just give me the answer, or are you fucking with me?
I don't know. Which one do you think?
Okay, well,
would
stop.
You rather?
Okay, I.
Anyway, space exploration. If you wouldn't mind wagering, so we can get to this damn thing. All right. Have you written down your wager?
Not really, but.
Well, you either have or you haven't. Okay. Under the category or in the category of space exploration, here is your clue. Now 6 billion miles from Earth, Pioneer 10 originally was launched in 1972 on a mission to this planet. Now, 6 billion miles from Earth, Pioneer 10 originally was launched in 1972 on a mission to this planet. Carol, what did you answer?
What is Mars?
Ooh. No, Jupiter. What is Jupiter? Mm. Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, there
I've
was
never
only
heard of Pioneer 10.
Well, it's they don't call much. What did you wager?
$1,800.
$1,800. So that brings you down to $7,000. Still a nice payday for you. Yeah. What is Jupiter? There you go. All right. And with that completed, that brings us to this. It's the Big Blue Folder.
And the Big Blue Folder is brought to you by Crystal Glass. Pardon me. Crystal Glass offers windshield replacement and glass repair services for all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, vans, and recreational vehicles. Call 310 Glass or visit them online at crystalglass.ca. And I'm just going to say, if you have anything that involves the election or anything in your big blue folder, maybe take that out.
Do you think we've done enough?
I think maybe it's a lot for people.
What is that noise?
Oh.
Is that your cat?
Oh, that's Angus sneezing. Yeah. I think he's got a little kitty cold. He's been doing a lot of sneezing and his little eyes are a little runny.
Oh. Wow, that is quite loud. I don't know if the mics are picking it up, but that is quite something. Okay. Wow. Wow, that was just a big one. So he comes here to do that?
Oh, I think geez. He stopped to have some water and then on his way out. He,
I see. Yeah, okay. The three toys picked for this year's National Toy Hall of Fame class have been announced. They only pick three a year. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oftentimes people are surprised to learn not what's been picked, but what has not been picked. So The National Toy Hall of Fame announced the three toys to be inducted this year. They are Jenga, Sidewalk Chalk, and Baby Nancy.
Never heard of Baby Nancy.
Well, you know, I thought you might say that, so I looked it up. Baby Nancy was one of the first popular black dolls ever. It debuted in 1968, and the people behind the Hall of Fame say it made, quote, commercial and cultural breakthroughs.
Nice.
Well, it's easy to say that it did that, but it was 1968, and neither of us had heard of it, so I'm not sure how much they broke through.
I wasn't really a fan of dolls, so.
Now, what did you play with, guns?
I liked Barbies.
Yeah.
And I liked Lego.
Me too.
So I would, or like Hot Wheels. Like I would make Brian play Barbies and shit with me. And then in return, I would go play like Legos and, you know, with this Hot Wheels and stuff with him.
Well, who doesn't like Hot Wheels?
I know.
If you don't bend the little axles. Great, once you bend, if you bend the axle, they're done.
No, like actual doll dolls, though, I found quite kind of creepy.
I played with dolls.
I found, like baby dolls.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, you played with dolls.
I played with dolls.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Like, children should play with what they want to play with.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be gender lines along toys.
I played with dolls, and I had a huge collection of stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Among the other finalists that didn't get enough votes from the toy industry experts, historians, and the general public to be able to make it to the Hall of Fame this year, listen to these games that have not made it to the Gaming Hall of Fame, the Toy Hall of Fame. Bingo.
Yeah, I can see that.
Boy, is your cat going to blow up there? Because it really... Briar Horses.
I don't know what that is.
Light Bright.
What?
I know, it's a travesty. I say recount the brilliant. Votes. He-Man Action Figures. My Little Pony, Risk.
I can see that.
It's a sensitive topic between you and I. We played that one game of Risk. Okay. I broke a treaty, and you have not played since.
No, and nor will I ever.
The game Sorry.
Sorry.
And Tamagotchi.
Oh, yeah.
And Yahtzee.
Oh, Yahtzee, you'd think really?
Yahtzee would be.
Yeah, Yahtzee, a popular. Yeah, okay.
There's a guy who beat up a fast food joint, not a person, the actual joint, because they ran out of lettuce. Where do you think this happened?
Florida.
Yes!
Yay, I got Florida. It right, finally.
In Largo, Florida, a 49-year-old guy named Henry Arce. It looks like A-R-C-E. How would you say that name? Arce?
A-R-C-E?
Yeah.
Arce.
Henry Arce Caballero. Caballero.
Caballero.
Henry, anyways, he goes to Checkers, which I don't know. Is that a restaurant in the States? I guess so.
Yeah, I think it's a hamburger joint, I think.
He was going to order a sandwich. They told him they were out of lettuce, and that made him so upset he started beating up the store. Not the employees, the actual store. He was beating on the windows, screaming when the police arrived, and then he refused to identify himself when he got there, so he's now been arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting an officer without violence.
Can people not just behave themselves?
Well, they were out of lettuce, Carol.
Oh, okay.
For 2020, the new 2020 scent candle is available.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you on a journey through this year's memorable smells. So I'm assuming, given it's 2020, it smells like shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Shit
and tears.
Yeah, exactly. And disappointment. Here are the various smells.
Mm-hmm.
Banana bread. And that's because a lot of people
started baking. Doing a lot of baking.
Mm-hmm. Hand sanitizer.
Ew.
Wood for the DIY project, home improvement phase of quarantine.
Wood would be a nice scented candle.
And this, I don't know what this smells like. Budget aftershave and earthy essence. It's supposed to make you think of Tiger King.
Oh, so like an Axe body spray or something.
Doesn't Tiger King feel like last decade?
Can you believe, like, this is like, what, 9 months?
Yeah.
8 months?
This is crazy. Months? We could have had a baby in this amount of time. If you're interested, the candles sell for $20 US on their website.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The company is in England, and it's called the Flaming Crap. That's their name. The company, I should have led with that.
Don't oversell yourself.
Flaming Crap is the name of the company. There's a new perfume, speaking of smells, that makes you smell like expensive high-heeled shoes. Christian Louboutin?
Louboutin, yeah.
Louboutin. Is that how you spell Louis Vuitton?
You're thinking of Louis Vuitton.
Yes. Louboutin.
And these are Christian Louboutins. Louboutins.
I learn something every week from you, Carl. Christian Louboutin.
The red soled shoes.
The designer behind the famous red bottom high heels just rolled out a new line of perfumes, and one of them will make you smell like a pair of high heels, if you want that scent.
So leather, then.
I guess,
Perfume. Leather scented perfumes already out there. Yeah, nothing new here.
Move along.
Nothing
to see here.
Not groundbreaking over there, Christian.
Ooh, well, okay. Yeah. 1 3-ounce bottle is on sale for $300 US.
What? No, I'll pass.
Does that seem unreasonable to you?
That's pretty pricey. What, a 1 ounce bottle or 3 ounce bottle? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
You already put your piece of paper down. I don't know why.
If there's any way you could pay attention during the podcast, that would save me a little bit of time.
I mean, you're throwing numbers at me all the time.
A three-ounce bottle. So it's $100 an ounce. There's a Reddit thread.
Yeah.
And you know, I love Reddit threads. Do you?
No, I don't.
You don't partake.
I don't really understand the Reddit.
You could just throw up anything, like any idea you want, and people start talking about it.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's like, hey, I don't know how to, you know, fold a sheet properly, or it could be about the election, or could be whatever. Like, you just throw up whatever you want. And people
I just don't partake, but maybe I should.
I used to go to it all the time for big blue folder items. Mm. And then I laid off it for a while because, I'm going back there again.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a whole bunch of Reddit threads on me, and they were so inaccurate that it annoyed me.
Okay.
I mean, that's the beauty of Reddit, I guess, is that anybody can contribute. The downside is it isn't necessarily fact-checked. But this was funny. Someone asked on Reddit to name the weirdest incorrect terms that their children have used to describe something. and here's some of the answers from the Reddit thread.
Okay.
This is where Reddit excels.
Yeah, okay.
My daughter used to call heads of lettuce salad balls.
Oh, I like it.
That's so cute. Don't forget the salad balls. Our oldest used to call pants leg prisoners or leg prisons. Someone wrote, a boy I babysat called lasagna spaghetti cake. Spaghetti cake.
I don't know why that is so funny, but
wow. It is. Spaghetti cake. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but do you remember the time Hunter?
Yeah.
You're saying I can't do it,
No, you can say it, but just preface it by...
It's politically incorrect.
You know, this was a three-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a three-year-old, and his five-year-old sister was upstairs, and we were going out, and I said to Hunter, she was getting dressed and Hunter had gotten dressed. And I said to Hunter, where's Maddie? And Hunter went, she's upstairs putting on her retards. Oh, did you mean leotards? And we laughed so hard. I think that honestly caused any problems Hunter has to this day was as a result of that one moment. She's upstairs putting on her. Anyway.
I don't know why he's got a lisp.
It just seems funnier, you know?
It's funny. Okay.
Spaghetti cake! When my son was little, he called bras booby pants. Mm-hmm. My daughter calls hard taco shells crunchy buns. Well, that was my nickname in high school. Crunchy, old crunchy buns, they used to call me.
Crunchy buns and spaghetti cake. I love it.
Yeah.
Kids, hey?
My son once screamed at the store that he wanted butt cakes. He meant cupcakes.
Oh.
My daughter told me that women carry babies in their universe. And my almost 3-year-old calls the bathroom fan the poop wind. That's a good one, too.
That is a good one.
Poop wind. My 3-year-old son calls mustard hot dog syrup.
How kids, eh?
Oh, the kids say the craziest things.
They do.
Coronavirus insanity, folks. Oh. Yeah, here we go. These are coronavirus inspired stories. Quick ones. A coronavirus conspiracy theorist from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, was arrested for violating a mandatory quarantine after he flew back into the country from a flat earther convention in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's about right.
That totally makes sense. Stores keep on trying to figure out ways for kids to see Santa this year. The newest one, Bass Pro Shops, are having Santa sit inside a plexiglass box.
Okay, that's creepy.
That is, like, honestly.
Let's just pass on the Santa this year. Just write Santa a letter, I think, maybe is the way to do it.
You know, Carl's conversation starter.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you that I saw on Twitter. Or Facebook. No, it was on Facebook. It was one of those community groups, Twilliger or Windermere, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
And you'll probably disagree with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman had written that, hey, let's just remember for Christmas this year that not everybody can afford, you know, iPhones and iPads and fancy electronic devices, right?
Oh, that thing's been going around for years.
Has it?
That the Santa gift should not be this really big, extravagant gift, because then kids go to school and they compare, oh, what did you get from Santa?
And
some kids are like, oh, I got an iPhone 12. And other kids are like, oh, I got, you know, a stick.
Right. Yeah.
So
with a nail in it.
Yeah.
And people were commenting. Well, somebody had written it in just recently in the Windermere one, but they were probably copying it from something. And all these people just praising her for putting it up there. And that is really well thought out.
No, that's been going around for years. Okay.
I just wanted to say and make me the devil here. Fuck that. No,
I mean, I kind of get it. Like, I mean,
I understand
you could do the big presents for mom and dad and, know, whatever.
Don't tell me how to parent.
But
how about you don't tell me how to parent, right? It's sort of like on Halloween where you decide that your kids shouldn't have candy, so you don't put out candy. Like, it just, you know.
I feel like most people do, like, the big gift if you're doing, like, the one big gift and then several.
Yeah.
Like, the one big gift tends to be from Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most people do it that way.
I don't remember how we do it or did it.
I think we did. Like,
yeah, there was, like, always the, one, like, pretty
the,
good
like
gift.
Like, if it was the big, their one big thing that they really wanted, that was the Santa gift.
The Santa one.
I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, it's just really funny because it sort of reminds me, and maybe I'm, you know, predisposed not to like this, but it reminds me of when you would say something on the radio, right? And then somebody would text in and say, well, you know, you could have warned me you were going to say that because my kids are in the car and how do I explain to my children? Or it can, you know, and it's, look, at you. Do you need me to parent for you? Because put them on the phone. I'll fucking explain it to them. I'll try not to drop the F-bomb while doing it. But parenting is parenting, you know, and you figure out a way to explain whatever you're going to figure out. What is this?
Already. Just nothing. It's nothing. I'm just making little, I'm scribbling.
Okay. still with coronavirus insanity. On what will end up being the longest episode of Gross Misconduct ever. We're celebrating 30 by doing 30 hours. Some guys in Ireland found a way. It's now a marathon. We should have a phone line set up.
Are you ever going to be able to figure, or like, are we ever going to be able to do that where we could take calls from people?
The answer to that is no.
Or we can do it live. Can we do it live?
The answer to that is no.
Come on, people do podcasts live and they can take calls. So
yeah, we could record it on like Facebook. Or something. And
No. I'm talking without the Facebook. We don't have
a tower to transmit, if that's what you're asking.
I'm just saying,
have a fob to a radio station, though, so maybe. I'm guessing they haven't changed that. Ireland has shut down all their bars.
What if we said, okay, you know what, people?
Yeah.
We're taping on this day between this time and this time.
Yeah.
If you want to call, give us a call.
Well, how would they know what we were talking about and what phone number would they call?
We would give them a phone call.
Yeah, okay, your cell number then.
Okay, that's fine.
Some guys in Ireland found a way to get around the moratorium on bars. They're all closed mm-hmm. in Ireland, right?
Oh, I know. They've shut everything down in the UK.
Yeah. Guess where they're open, though? At the airport. So what some guys have been doing is just buying the cheapest plane ticket they could find and then drinking at the airport bar.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Conventional wisdom says that when we get a coronavirus vaccine, and apparently, according to Fauci, it could be widespread available by the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
mm-hmm.
be good news for everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've heard this, that people like healthcare workers, people with compromised immune systems should be the first to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Some experts are suggesting to do it the opposite way. Take the idiotic super spreader assholes
mm-hmm.
and give it to them first. And I actually kind of agree.
I feel like a lot of them don't even want the vaccine. Like I feel
No. You'd have to hold them down. You'd have to tackle them.
All right.
You'd have to go to where they're having their party and poke them all. But that actually kind of makes sense because that's sort of grasping reality that, you know what, it isn't actually the frontline worker or the person with the compromised immune system. Mm-hmm. It's the fucking idiot down the street having a Halloween party.
I know.
Would you be willing to risk catching coronavirus in return for a free cruise?
Is it a mild case? Are my symptoms quite mild?
We don't know. Royal Caribbean is looking for basically guinea pigs to take a cruise to test their new coronavirus protocol.
Because I would kind of feel like I would like to get it with mild symptoms. Just so, you know, if there is, you know, then immunity, you uh-huh. know, that I'd be, and then I'm good. I'm good to go.
Well, it's funny that this is a story because we've, you know, we've all been talking about me taking a cruise contract. Mm-hmm. Royal mm-hmm. Caribbean is one of the ones that would be potentially, and that's what they want to do. They have to, the CDC lifted or allowed to expire the no sail order, but all of these cruise lines have to sail a test sailing to prove their ability to handle the...
And, you know, they have to, what's that called? What's that word?
I don't know.
Not experiment. They have to...
A trial? They have to demonstrate?
Their protocols. They have to...
I think exercise?
I don't know. I think it starts with E, but it's not exhibit. It's not... They have to... I don't know.
Test?
sure.
E-test. They have to E-test all of their protocols.
Yeah, we can go with test.
If you thought toilet paper hoarding was bad, imagine what people would be like with bacon hoarding. The pandemic has caused a bacon shortage in the UK.
What?
They limited imports from Denmark, which supplies 25% of their pork. And have your kids forgotten how to use a knife and fork during the pandemic? Take a look around. A new report found that lots of kids specifically have regressed, which can mean anything from having trouble paying attention when they're reading to forgetting basic life skills like using a knife and fork.
Or they're just eating a lot of like pizza and hamburgers and stuff like that, and they don't need a knife and fork.
We certainly are. All right. Who do we have to thank?
Meat Depressed sang the song You're a Dick. Purple Planet provided our intro and What Does Kevin Think music. We used the Mail Time clip from Blue's Clues. Comedian Michael Costa provided the John King update. Checking in with the courts was courtesy of The Simpsons. Checking in with Trump was from the movie Training Day.
That was Denzel Washington.
If you want to support this podcast, go to paypal.me/grossmisconduct or etransferandrew@andrewgross.com. Gross spelled G-R-O-S-E. And if you are unemployed and trying to make ends meet, please do not send money.
Well, I mean, do whatever makes you happy. Don't let us dictate how...
I do need a bottle of Bailey's, though. So.
Yeah, do we ever? Well, so what happened there? Because I was going to have Bailey's with you today.
I just ran out of Bailey's.
Oh, but you've got more in the office?
I do have... I don't know how much is left in that. You know what? Last year, and I've only seen it once, they had like caramel Bailey's.
Yeah, I've seen that
salted
too.
Salted caramel.
Yeah.
And
I've seen it.
I found it's so good in coffee.
Really?
I found it once, was never able to find it again. So if anybody, I'm putting the word out here, if you see the salted caramel Bailey's, please let me know where. Thank you.
So Carol, how do people get hold of you? Because, you know, you object to the fact that somebody goes, you know,
I object
Tony,
to what?
Tony on Facebook. So I mean, you
well,
have
no, but I don't object to it. I was just like, when you're making your little thing here,
yeah.
You don't really edit it because you make me read a post uh-huh. about somebody posting on your Facebook.
Yeah, well, you got to just edit on the fly.
Listen, you know, people, you can find me on Facebook, befriend me if you would like.
Okay. What's your Carol?
I'm Carol McElvride Gross on the Facebook.
M small C capital I L V R I D E.
Mm-hmm. Or you can find me on Insta.
Insta.
I'm on the Insta and I am at Mackle Five Ride. So that's MACKLE, the numeral 5 RIDE.
Well, that's complicated.
It's not complicated at all.
Okay.
You figure it out.
Okay. That's it for us.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we would get Steam to play us out. You familiar with Steam?
No.
I think you are.
Okay. I might be.
I think when you hear Steam is actually a fictitious. Did you know this? Here's a bit of trivia for you. Steam does not actually exist. Steam is a group of musicians, oh, studio musicians, about. And they just got together and put together this song.
I thought when you said Steam doesn't exist, I'm like, well, it's water.
Well, Steam exists.
It's water
yeah.
vapor.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's get Steam to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show? I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
Of Gross Misconduct was brought to you by Todd's Mechanical, available 24 hours a day for your plumbing and furnace needs. Say, na 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 na, and receive $50 off your next bill. Find them online at toddsmech.com, or call them at 780-499-7598, and don't forget to like them on Facebook.
Hey, you still here? I'm talking to you.
Oh, you're talking to me? Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you think there's any listeners still here?
No, they're probably gone. It's been like an hour and a half. I'm sure they've tuned out. You know, they probably tune out a little. Yeah.
See, once they hear the play us out.
Yeah. They turn off.
They turn it off.
Yeah.
I know that from looking at the statistics that mm-hmm. the downloads typically end at about 98 to 99%.
Hmm. So they're not getting Todd's word.
They're not. Hmm. They're not. Okay. Now, if they need Todd's word, they can go back They'll and listen. Get it at yeah. any time, right? But it's just really interesting that there's this like sort of private space here.
Okay.
Now, if they download it or they're watching on their phone.
And they say, why do I still have two
why
minutes
Why is there still yeah. a couple of minutes left in the podcast? It was already a really long podcast.
They'll find this little hidden gem.
This is a gem just waiting an Easter egg to be discovered.
Ah, okay. And, I see what
and,
you're doing there.
Yeah. And I'm going to reward you.
Me?
All of
or
you.
Or them.
The listeners. I'm going to reward the listeners. By adding this to the podcast that apparently 98% of the people who listen to the podcast will not hear. But I will tell you right now that if you're easily offended by language or content, this is probably not for you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Donnie. Your time is up, so you can take your lies and you can go get fucked. The people spoke and they spoke by mail, so pack your shit because it's time to bail. Sorry, buddy, but you lost it, mate, and like everything true, you'll call it fake. But who'd have thought you'd be such a wussy when America grabbed you by the pussy and threw you out after just one term because they finally realised that you're a germ and COVID's not the only thing you spread, like lies, fear, hate, confusion and dread. And you told your own voters not to vote by mail in a global pandemic, and that was your
fail. So shut up, Donnie, and practice what you preach. Have some dignity and give your concession speech. Just tell everyone it's a conspiracy. Blame your fall on American democracy. Make up excuses and a million reasons from your shitty press conference at the Four Seasons. Get out there and go tell more lies. Do what you do best and propagandize. No one's expecting you to be apologetic, but let me explain it using your logic. See, you find more COVID when you do more tests, and you find more results when more votes get read. It's crazy, but that's how counting works. I can show you if you want to share your tax returns. You'll be fine, old mate. You survived impeachment. You survived coronavirus by injecting disinfectant. You've had 6 bankruptcies and 2 divorces. 200 days of tax-paid golf and golf courses. You survived the guilt of putting kids in cages and 26 sexual misconduct accusations. You've only got like 4,000 active lawsuits. So man up, Donnie, and hang up the boots. Fake news, fake hair, fake tan, fake smiles, fake offshore accounts in the Cayman Isles. You're a fake president with a fake first lady who's gonna take half of your fake ass money. And you finally succeeded in building your wall around the White House, and it's 10 feet tall. For someone who hates lockdown as much as you do, you were quick to lock yourself down in there, dude. Fake friends who used you to climb the ladder, and fake everything else that no longer matters. Fake supporters who piss on homeless people. You're the sworn enemy of the American Eagle, cause you tried to fool the world with no regret, and you're in $900 million debt. On the down low, if you know what I mean, like your old mate Jeffrey Epstein. Nah, you'll be fine. You've told 20,000 lies and 230,000 people have died. Just like daddy's money gave you your start. Daddy Bannon will give you a job at Breitbart. Cause no one believes your bullshit ruse, cause you're doing what you said you'd do when you lose. So see ya, buddy, you gave it a crack, and now even Fox News hasn't got your back. So sorry, old chump, but you're out of tricks, and you can suck 75 million dicks. The people voted someone else was hired. So sorry to say it, cunt, but you're fired.